In our occasional Upstart series, we're going to visit a company called Snowy Range Instruments. It's based in Laramie, and it makes devices that can identify mystery substances. Wyoming Public Radio's Willow Belden reports.
In a large warehouse-like room, Tony Eads sits hunched over a workbench. He's holding a soldering iron and working on the control board for a high-tech instrument. At this stage, the device looks kind of like what you might see if you took apart a computer, basically a green board with a maze of tiny copper-colored components.
So now I'm just going to lay a piece of solder on one of the pads here.
When it's finished, the instrument will be able to identify unknown chemical and biological substances. Keith Caron is the president of Snowy Range Instruments, the company that makes the devices. He shows me one of the finished products. It's a blue, palm-sized device with a small door at the top. He picks up a glass vial containing a white powder and slides it into the opening.
This is a sample. So this could be the unknown.
So what are you putting in there? What is this?
Well, we're going to see what it says. I'm not going to tell you.
In the time it took him to say that, the instrument has analyzed the substance and identified what it is. The answer blinks onto the screen.
It's TNT.
In other words, an explosive material. Caron says there are lots of uses for devices like this.
Let's say a truck crashes on Highway 80 and it's not clear what the truck is carrying. We can go in with our little devices and analyze it and tell you what's inside, whether it's hazardous or not.
That information could help emergency responders figure out how to proceed. Until recently, to identify unknown materials, you had to send samples to a lab and use an array of different technologies to analyze them. Now, this one small device can do everything all at once on site. A handful of companies across the U.S. now market devices similar to the one Snowy Range Instruments makes, but Caron was a pioneer in developing the technology. It all started as a result of research he was doing at the University of Wyoming. Caron was and still is a chemistry professor there. At the time, he was developing ways to test water for pollutants, and he was frustrated by the size of the equipment that was available.
When I came here in 1988, my instrumentation was the size of a Volkswagen.
That meant he couldn't take it into the field. And he says having to transport samples back to the lab sometimes affected his results.
That was one of the reasons I started this company, is to have field portable instruments.
Caron's business has been growing steadily. He has more than a dozen employees and expects to sell about 100 instruments this year. That might not sound like a lot, but each device costs at least $15,000. So there's substantial revenue coming in. His clients range from universities to the military. Caron says the Army is hoping to use his instruments to find out if chemical warfare agents are being used, for example, in places like Syria. Another client is focused on disease detection. That company plans to use Snowy Range devices in Africa to test people for malaria. Caron says this way they won't have to send blood samples off to a lab, so they'll get instant results.
The way it's currently done, it's cheaper to buy the medicine for malaria than to have the test. And so they end up getting treated for a disease they don't have and not being diagnosed for the disease they do have.
Industries closer to home also have uses for the instruments Caron sells.
A lot of the recent applications are in oil and gas.
That's Mark Peterman, the president of a company called Ondavia. Ondavia buys devices from Snowy Range Instruments and adds on an extra attachment that helps detect contaminants in water samples.
So being able to test water at a wellhead, if let's say you're in the middle, you're doing some fracking operations, or being able to test at a refinery to make sure that everything is at the right levels. Right now, that requires taking a sample and shipping it to a lab and waiting. We can do that testing with a Snowy Range system, and our cartridges, we can do it on site. So it can be done right at the wellhead or right at the refinery.
Tom Johnson with the Wyoming Business Council says businesses like Snowy Range Instruments are really good for the local economy. They provide jobs for highly skilled engineers, and they sell their goods mostly to out-of-state buyers.
So if you think of your community, in Laramie in this case, as an economic pie, if you will, when you export a good or service outside of the economy, you bring new money in, which increases in theory, the economic pie for everybody.
And he says when companies like this succeed in a place like Laramie, that encourages even more entrepreneurs, which in turn creates more jobs and helps diversify the economy. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Willow Belden.